Is the experience of deja vu proof of a tear in the space-time continuum? Are dogs that can sense earthquakes actually just causing earthquakes? Answers to these questions and more on this episode of This Paranormal Life. Welcome to the podcast. As always, I'm your professional paranormal host investigator, Kate Greer, joined by my professional paranormal host investigator pal, Mr. Rory Powers.
Hello, everybody. Back at it again on a Tuesday.
Back on our bullshit.
I love your intro where it's like you stutter on the first one and the second one you're like, every time I stutter, is that not my own fucking fault, but aliens messing with my brain waves? You're going to pin that on me?
Is my debilitating lisp actually extraterrestrial intervention?
Is my anxiety and awkwardness around girls caused by the Jersey Devil? Maybe.
Is my inability to commit to your life partner actually the chupacabra?
A ghost.
Welcome to the podcast.
Hey.
This is the podcast where every week we dissect a different paranormal claim or tale and try and get to the bottom of what is true and what is false. You know, we've trained for years in this industry and we thought it was high time to take our professional experience to the airwaves and teach you, the listeners, about what's out there, what's coming for you.
Exactly. Could it possibly explode back in our faces with hatred and mean comments and disownment from my very own father? Yes.
Sure, I gave up a high-paying hedge fund managing job to make this podcast 7 days a week. And granted, it's not paying off just yet.
But it's an investment.
Investment in the truth.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna mess around any further, Rory.
Okay.
The year is 1656.
You haven't even said what we're talking about.
The year...
Okay, sorry, continue.
...is 1656. It sounds like a made-up year because it's like a reverse of itself.
Yeah, like Hannah.
Yeah, what are those called? Palindromes? Is that what that's called?
I think so.
It's not. I mean, the year actually isn't, but it just rhymes a little bit.
Good start. Off track immediately. Derailed.
I've got thousands of words to get through.
And they're all palindromes.
It's a Wikipedia list of palindromes.
Okay.
It's a small town of Kringa in what today is known as Croatia. A man named Jure Grando has suffered a long and drawn-out illness and has to do what every father fears most, leave his young family to go on without him.
Wait, what? That's what every man fears most?
Yeah. He's got kids. What do you fear?
Spiders, sir.
Your kids are dying. There's a spider in that hospital ward. I'm not going near those children.
Hell no. Hell to the no. Y'all can die out here before my kids become spider bait.
Yeah, he has to leave his kids in this world.
Because he's that sick.
You know, ideally, kids go last. You know what I mean? Ideally,
yes,
you die before your kids.
Right.
This is extremely basic.
Kids last, I guess. Yeah, sure, why not? At the same time would be ideal for me, but I guess last is also...
That's good. Actually a good call. Like meteorite. Like
the minute I pass away, my hand's on the trigger, so in death, I
tighten
up. So
you kill... You cut your kid's life short, is what you're saying.
No, like, I would make it... I would... Through years of raising them, I would make them feel like they were supposed to die with me.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's a legal kind of emotional abuse.
Where's the law? Where's the law?
I have it
one?
Here.
Oh, shit. Here it is.
A giant
the gun law.
I'm sorry. Are you a police officer? Or
here's the law.
what are you inferring?
I'm going to save those kids. All I've done so far in this episode is prove I'm a terrible parent, so let's keep going.
All you've done in this podcast, enlarge. He passes away and leaves his children now with nothing for them in Kringa. They run away to Italy. Well, years pass and Jure Grando and his kids are but a distant memory in the village. But mystery is afoot in the town. At night, one of the households in the village heard a gentle knocking on their door, and within a few days, one of the family members at that address died. Unusual, but, you know, not totally crazy. Well, a few nights later, another house hears another knock. Someone else dies in mysterious circumstances just a few days later from that household. This becomes a nightly occurrence. People are terrified in their beds at night, lest they hear a knock on their door and have to await death. The local priest, Father Giorgio, was disturbed. Some sort of murder criminal bastard running about there causing these deaths. Well, one night, While investigating the mysterious deaths, Father Giorgio came face to face with the culprit. He was stalking the village after dark, causing chaos. As Giorgio got close enough, he could see, impossible, it was the man he had buried 16 years previous, Jure Grando.
No!
Giorgio holds up his cross from around his neck and yells, "Behold, Jesus Christ, you vampire, stop tormenting us!" And Jure ran off. That's right, Jure is maybe the oldest documented case of a vampire.
No, what? Because the priest said, "You vampire," to him.
Yes.
So clearly it's already an installed, I mean, mythological
excuse.
Beast. Like, he didn't just, like, make up a name for the creature as soon as he saw it.
What kind of point are you trying to make?
No one was walking through the woods, all right, saw a little creature and went, "There's Bigfoot." Like, they would have probably gone, "There's a furry monster."
No,
creature,
I think they would have said then, Bigfoot. Okay, are you telling me you didn't exit the womb knowing every word?
Okay, I'm going to change this a different way. Let's say you're walking down the street
yes.
late at night.
Yes.
And above you, you see this like pink cloud.
Yeah.
Like roaming across the city with a snake for a head.
Yes.
Hissing at
a Flaggenschneiser.
Oh God, he knows it.
Yeah.
You know that?
Dude.
It's a what?
I mean, I'm blown away that you don't know these things.
What is it called?
A Flaggenschneiser.
A Flaggenschneiser.
Yeah.
And the origin of that would be?
Comes from the Schneiser region of Germany.
Of course.
Yeah, and the Flaggen, I mean, that just means snake.
In English, asshole.
Me language.
So how did he know it was a vampire?
Okay, you guys have to trust me that there was a word that I forgot to note down that they used in their native tongue that roughly meant kind of Nosferatu, creature of the night, demon.
Okay. You know what? If we leave a blank gap here, we can find it later, and then we'll insert the word right now.
Flaggenschneiser.
Don't say Flaggenschneiser.
Shit. What was the cue?
So the priest held up his crucifix to this snake-headed creature.
Well, if you don't mind, I'm going to take up the story yet again. He would be seen running around the village causing a ruckus. It's very straightforward.
Okay.
He would be seen running around the village causing a ruckus, and he would harass his ex-wife.
I mean, that's not funny. That's not okay. Don't harass your ex-wife. But that's just
it's
funny.
It's just funny that you would come back from the dead.
To do that. Yeah.
It wasn't long until the villagers banded together to stop him. They set out to pierce his heart with a hawthorn stick. But whenever they confronted Jure and tried, the stick just bounced right off his chest and he ran off.
Shit.
Instead, they decided to confront him at his grave. 9 villagers set off at dusk to the graveyard armed with stakes and torches. When they dug up Jure's grave, they found a perfectly preserved body 16 years later after his death. And he had a big smile on his face. They said a few exorcism prayers and tried to put a stake through his heart once and for all, but it bounced off yet again. So one of the men took out a saw and sawed his head off. He let out a scream and blood started pouring out everywhere. Jure never bothered that village again. So, Rory, that was just like a little set the scene picture
right,
for
that's
you.
That's good.
How much do you know about vampires?
Hypersniffles or whatever it's called.
Hypersniffles.
It's when I get a really bad cold, I get the hypersniffles.
It's like a degree worse than the man flu.
Yeah.
The hypersniffles.
Oh, that is a paranormal plague that has ravaged my life. I mean, little, but I know enough about them that they suck blood.
Yeah.
They can't see their own reflection or be
Very
photographed,
good.
I
Very
think.
Good. Top of your class, sir.
Yeah, well, that's why I studied. That's why I paid for that degree online from True. That guy. What else? They have to be invited in places.
Jesus.
Almost all of this knowledge comes from Taika Waititi's What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, I don't think I've seen that one.
Oh, it's incredible. It's a fake mockumentary about New Zealand vampires.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So funny.
My bad.
Live a long time.
Yeah, they live forever.
Oh, I mean, forever?
Well, I don't know about forever, but for a long time. They don't age is what I meant to say.
Right.
Well, you can kill them. They are like mortal in that sense.
Well, that's what I thought
don't.
A wooden stake would do it.
Yeah. We'll get to that.
Okay.
I didn't mean to read that bit. It was kind of
but apparently a saw does it.
Yeah,
I guess
that,
a saw
that
is like, that'll do it, you know.
Yeah. It's kind of like zombies. It's like zombies are pretty much like, they're pretty, you know, roadworthy, like hard to kill. But if you take off their head, that kind of stops him.
You imagine if, like, you and your friend became paranormal creatures?
Yes.
And you got bitten by a zombie and he got bitten by a vampire? Oh my god. Because zombies are kind of...
Can you imagine the sitcom? Like, be insane.
What would it be called? Oh. We've got to think of a funny name here. Brains and Veins.
Oh, that's pretty good. So good. Holy crap.
Right off the bat. Thanks. Didn't even sound like that we took a 40-minute break and edited the podcast so I could workshop.
I have a beard now.
There's a straight up blackboard behind me with like a brainstorm session. Yeah, because like a zombie's like a bad vampire. You still have to eat flesh, but you're ugly, you're slow, brain dead. Vampires, like, they're kind of charming and alluring and like, ooh.
Certainly since Robert Pattinson sort of, you know, redid the whole thing, they're actually hot now.
He is a twunk for sure.
What does that mean?
A twinkly hunk. I don't know if that's a real term.
Well, I'm not sorry.
He's
for
a twavunk, actually. He's a twinkly vampire hunk.
It just rolls off the tongue. It's so good. Okay. So everyone knows about vampires. They are so ubiquitous in myth, literature, and media that surely they're not even paranormal. They're just fiction. Well, that's where you're wrong.
Bullshit.
Excuse you. Keep it in.
Oh, it's so popular that it must be fake. Or it's so popular that it must be real. How about I flag that one up for you, brainiac?
The more you go digging down this f***ed up rabbit hole, the more you realize that vampires are real and they're coming for us all, okay? All good stories have a beginning, so let me take you to the earliest records of vampires. And when you think about it, the first time someone wrote about vampires is the first time a vampire messed up trying to jack someone. How long were they going around eating people left, right, and center before someone lived long enough to put quill to paper? Well, tales of vampires go back at least 1,000 years. Whilst today we associate vampires with Eastern Europe, basically every single culture of the world seems to point to a history of vampirism. Well, during the 1700s, vampire encounters boomed. Even government officials were hunting and staking vampires. This was during the Enlightenment, a time where folklore...
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. This was during the Enlightenment?
This is very much during the Enlightenment.
What's the reverse of Enlightenment? That's what this is. This is the bullshittery.
During the Enlightenment, it was a time when folklore and legend was being traded in for reason and justice. Myths were fading away, but vampire sightings were legit popping off.
Okay.
They were officially... I mean, if you think about it that way... What more proof do you need? Because people were kind of like, okay, guys, town crier, and they're all standing around. It's like, okay, if we can all agree,
ding, 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 ding. He's got the bell ringing.
If we can all agree, just going forward for the next week, that fairies, look, guys, not real. I don't care what you say. Fairies, not real.
Okay.
You know, goblins, not real.
Right.
Dwarfs, real.
Very real, yes.
I mean, I am one.
Of course.
Vampires.
Yes.
Holy shit, standing behind you. Oh my god.
So they're declared real.
In this time of trading in all these folklore legends, they were like, what, we can't toss the vampires because that stuff's happening on the daily.
That's fair.
That is fair. There were officially recorded encounters in East Prussia, which is sort of Germany today. In one such record, Mr. Peter Blagojevic died.
That was... He's a vampire. Listen to that second name.
He died, and his afterlife started. Within 8 days of his death, 9 people were dead, and all claimed on their deathbeds that Peter himself had come to their bed and attacked him. His wife...
Wait, what? No! Like, they all died, but were given just enough life to declare that it was Peter?
I guess
Peter.
That was his thing, that was his calling card, yes. He probably just took what he needed, just took a chunk, just like, sucked all the blood out, and then were kind of left there like a little prune.
And then they just died?
Yeah.
But then won't, like, this is another thing I don't understand.
Why are you insisting on poking holes in this tail?
Just, I don't know what kills someone and what turns someone into another vampire.
Yeah.
Do you have to drink a vampire's blood to become a vampire? Or do you just get bitten by a vampire?
Well, watching Let Me In starring Chloe Grace Moretz the other night, how I understand it, if it does enough damage to you to kill you, that's that. If it just takes, like, enough blood...
Oh, and it keeps you alive.
Doesn't like mess you up, like rip off your head and all that.
Right.
Then you turn into a vampire.
Okay.
I mean, it's a bit like a zombie. Well, no, that's not fair. Zombies, you always turn into a zombie, basically.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Even if you're like ripped apart.
Yeah.
What if you're a vampire, right? Okay, you're like, let's go now. We're in Transylvania.
Yes.
Bat noises in there. Mm-hmm. You know, You're in your castle. You woof, dive down into
the streets. Yes, my castle.
I'm giving you a lot of sound effects to work with here. Woof, dive down into the streets. Oh, is that a cat in the distance? I think I hear. Yeah, of course. You hop into someone's house. You know, you creep up to them.
Yeah.
And you go, I hope you're having a good sleep, David. Because it will be the last sleep you have your life. Oh, I hit my
Jesus Christ.
Hit my elbow on the table there.
Is that a vampire? I reach my sticks.
So you go and you bite him. Blood like pouring everywhere.
Yeah.
You're halfway through. You're like, I'm going to wreck this guy. He's not going to be able to move again.
R-E-K-T.
Next thing wrecked. You know, iPhone alarm going off. The acoustic guitar one, you know?
Yeah.
You're like, Claire, I have to pick up Claire from football practice. Oh, and you gotta like, you're like, what do I do? Do I just like pop his head or do I, you know, leave him to become a vampire now?
Right.
You have to deal with that. What if you get caught up in something, you know, and you're late to pick up your little vampire
daughter
or something?
I don't know if it's an issue. I mean, do they care if they
make more vampires?
Yeah.
I guess it's like, maybe it's your thing. Maybe you want to be the vampire. So it's like, oh, you're like, you get to terrorize this place. What if you show up some night to someone's house and you're like, oh, this is going to be delicious. And you look down and they're already dead. And it's like, Peter was here. And you're like, oh, for f- sake, not again.
That's true. You probably do want to keep things to yourself, you know?
Yeah.
You know, next thing you know, you've just drank the blood of this like young, handsome guy. Next thing you know, he's taking Claire on dates.
Yeah.
And you're like, Jesus Christ, I picked the biggest douchebag in the world to drink his blood. I have that blood in me now. That's ridiculous.
And you have to deal with that forever.
Yeah, unless you stake your own heart. But they never did that in the movies. They were always like, seemed pretty happy, you know?
Maybe that vampire thing's pretty great.
Yeah.
Let's give it a shot.
I bought these pills of blood. Pitar's wife claimed that her dead husband visited her asking for shoes.
Sorry. There's a bit of blood there. Oh, is it hot in here?
Peter supposedly also visited his son looking for food. When he was refused, he killed his son and drank his blood.
Oh, Jesus. It got twisted fast.
The villagers were in a frenzy, and along with local authorities, found the body of Peter and put a stake through his heart. They claimed he had not decomposed at all since his death. This was actually reported. I admit the story seems like I'm taking you on a ride here. But that story was actually reported in the Viennese newspaper, Die Wiener Zeitung. And that paper is still going today. This caused hysteria. Scholars, priests, and philosophers were debating the existence of vampires. One scholar, an evidently a badass dude, paranormal researcher, Dom
Blade.
Wesley Snipes himself.
A philosopher named Blade too.
The philosopher king, Wesley, took to the streets in his Ray-Bans and his buzz cut. Dom Augustine Calme published a paper in 1751 called The Treatise on the Apparitions of Spirits, Vampires and Revenants. He was no cook either. He was one of Voltaire's most respected scholars. And just like on this very podcast, he used the latest scientific methods of the Enlightenment as well as case studies and anecdotal evidence to find out the truth.
Sorry.
And he determined they're real. My God. Lock up your families and pets. They're coming.
God.
And they're international. In Madagascar, they speak of the Ramanga, a vampire that drinks blood and eats toenail clippings.
Oh, come on.
Somehow that's nastier than blood.
I don't know why that is.
Yeah.
That's really gross.
Really not good.
I guess blood is like, you know, you get this like imagery of like, if it's good blood, it's like pure blood, like fresh, like human life.
Totally.
No one's like, fresh clippings of the toe. It's like,
it's
oh,
like
God.
The worst bit of the human.
I don't.
The toenail.
I would almost rather have someone suck the blood from my veins than chew the nails from my toes. That's disgusting.
That's the next so Twitter poll. Oh, Christ.
It's like, just kill me. That's bad.
Legit saw off my head. Yeah, and in some ways, you know, we're lucky with Europe's kind of, you know, Dracula-looking vampires. In Japan, the Nukekubi's head actually detaches from its body and flies around looking for prey.
And then
sucks
and
their blood.
But then, like, reattaches to the body or, like, sprouts a body from the head?
I think it reattaches. It's like Oddjob and James Bond's, like, a little frisbee hat. Like.
But that's kind of like, that kind of fits with, you know, the idea of vampires, European vampires, being able to turn themselves into bats.
Uh-huh.
And then float around, drink the blood, bite people.
That's actually quite
humans.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. Never really made that connection.
Linked in a small way.
Okay. So we've talked a little bit about, you know, some specific instances, but let's get down to the basics. How are vampires made? Just how are they made? We've all seen the movies. You know, you're on a hot date. Your Cadillac is parked up an old makeout point overlooking the city.
Love it.
Your dick goes in for the kiss. You yeah. can't believe you're making out with each other. This
hey,
is
baby,
crazy.
How's it
this
going?
Is crazy.
They're Ashley, I'm so glad we finally decided to do this, baby. I'm glad I could get you up here alone, finally. Just you
yeah, it's,
and
yeah,
me.
It's super beautiful. Yeah, it's
Your
it's
cheeks
nice.
Are looking plush tonight,
anyway, kiss
baby.
Me. Just kiss
I love
me.
Your veins, girl. You always
what?
Had the most
what about my lips?
Red face. You
excuse me?
You have rosy
I'm
cheeks, girl.
I'm a beautiful caramel.
You are flush. You
what
are
you,
flush
what
red.
You, I am now.
I just want to suck on those beautiful veins
okay,
of yours.
Veins?
I didn't say veins, did I, baby?
Oh, Jesus, Vlad.
Vlad. Oh, Feratu. It's a 100-year-old man in a Letterman jacket.
He's just Dracula in a Letterman jacket.
I love the idea that he's like captain of the football team. He's like the best athlete in school. After the big game, you know, they come out and it's like, all right, great game here. I want to see that kind of action every game. Well done, Chad. Well done, Cooper. And well done, Feratu. That last play where you turn into a bat and escape the defense
yes,
line.
They didn't see that one
you
coming.
You grabbed that ball for a touchdown. That guy tried to stop you. You burst his head.
Someone do a cake stand.
Party at Transylvania House. Transa House.
Whoa, dude, you cannot come in. You don't have any girls.
You know, this day, she's kissing your neck, and then, bam, just like a cat extends their little claws when they sit in your lap, this hot date of yours turns into a hot date with death. You've got fangs in your neck. Next thing you know, you're deflating like a balloon, and your skin is going all pruney, and they're drinking your blood.
Ooh.
Not only are you a vampire, but you've got no blood. You'll probably never date again with all these trust issues. And it turns out that's not the only way the vampires get made. In the Chinese vampire tradition, if a cat or dog jumps over a dead body, it becomes a vampire.
What?
It's really simple.
Like a mythical cat or dog, or just a regular
cat? Just a regular
cat or dog,
yeah. Just keep, like, you know, buttons away from the dead bodies.
Or if you love someone and they pass away, just buy a shit ton of dogs.
Yeah, I guess.
And just be like, go Scrappy.
Yeah.
Keep him.
Because that is, like, no one wants to lose their loved one.
No.
So you could go full Twilight and just, like, yeah, like, all right, you become a vampire and then take me with you and then we'll just live forever.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, like, the only downside is, like, the human blood thing.
Yeah.
Like, killing people and stuff. But maybe, like, if that's your thing.
I kind of do that anyway. It's, like, not
kill?
That big a deal. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, this is my...
Why?
This is my separate podcast to the murder cast. I thought you knew that, dude. It's top three iTunes,
I mean, what
actually.
Would you even talk about on that?
I just mostly
murder
my guests.
Life?
They don't realize it's happening somehow.
I've actually sent you an evite for next week.
And you're like, oh, neat, Murdercast. I love that show.
Murdercast, sweet. Yeah, that'll really diversify my portfolio, the Murdercast. You might want to bring a cat or a dog with you.
Jump. I'm dying over it. Mittens, jump.
Jump.
The cat's just licking its paw.
No, Mittens.
And I'm not fooling here. People were so worried about a dead body becoming a vampire that they worked out all sorts of ways of preventing it from happening.
Killing pets.
Family members would bury their dead with treasures to appease any evil spirits that might enter the body. In ancient Greece and Rome, they would actually place a gold coin in the mouth of a dead person. They believed that this would pay for the boat in the afterlife to take them from the land of the living to the land of the dead.
That's cool.
And if you didn't pay, you might be possessed by an evil spirit and become an undead vampire beast.
Right.
So it's
that
very,
boat
very
the,
important.
The boat of the undead would take you to, I guess, like, heaven or hell?
Yeah, I guess that's the idea, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's, like, quite a big, like, Greek myth thing.
Can you imagine if, like, I get worried about this stuff. If, like, if I die tomorrow,
yeah.
And it's like, oh, like, you know, I was a nice person.
Yeah.
Like, I think I lived a good life. I tried to be respectful of others, kind, loving. You know, did the right things, made the right decisions. And then I die, there's a nice service. And then, you know, I see the white light, I move up. And
yeah,
I'm like,
beautiful.
Like, here we go.
It's
and
nice.
They're like, gold coin?
Tasteful.
I'm like, what? It's like, the gold coin in your mouth? It's like, what are you talking about? It's like, Well, you know, they don't do that
you
anymore.
You didn't come with the gold coin.
So you don't have the coin?
PayPal, Visa,
fuck,
MasterCard.
It's like they said I couldn't take it with me. What are they, idiots?
Oh, you're just going to waltz into the afterlife.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just going to walk into just
free
heaven.
Up here.
Yeah.
You think everyone's free?
Oh, I paid with
How
my
How do you
sins?
Think these gates are so pearly? You stupid bitch.
Look at all closer. Gold coins, gold coins.
Yeah,
How do you think Jesus pays for this shit? He's loaded.
His dad's actually pretty rich. Whenever I was a kid, I read about, you know, you read those books at school, like about like ancient Egyptian mythology.
Right.
And that was one of the funeral rites, was that you needed to be prepared because when you were going to the afterlife, like Ra or some shit would rip out your heart and place it on a set of scales and like weigh it against this like mystic feather. And if your heart like weighs too much because you've been too much of a bad person, it's like you're going to hell. That's what's happening.
Because your heart weighs too much?
Yep.
That's where the love stays. Don't
hell.
Measure your heart. Measure your like fists or something. I don't know.
I know. Yeah.
Dude, I'm so scared. Just like do it all to me. Like wrap me up like a mummy, put gold coins in my ass, literally like, do all the prayers of every religion, bury me in a pyramid.
I like the idea.
Pray to anyone that
like
I meet at anywhere.
The solicitors whenever you die and like your family are all like standing around like weeping and they're like, and Roy Parr's will, he has left, you know, the house to the kids. Don't worry about that. But actually, everything else has been turned into gold and stuffed up his ass, actually, in the fine print I
see. To appease
here.
Ra.
Who's
Too bad
Ra?
His heart was heavy as shit, so he's not going anywhere.
I did some bad stuff, kids. Ra isn't going to be pleased. Your family was like, you never talked about Ra once.
Once.
You just harbored that in your mind your entire life.
Imagine that you don't tell anyone and then like in your will you're just like writing nonstop about Ra. What a weird thing to be obsessed with, Ra. None of the other gods, just Ra. Not even Egypt.
I will miss you, my loving wife. Unfortunately, the wrath of Ra will not be kind on your loving husband.
I do not. I don't know enough about Ra. I need to research Ra. I really want to do a podcast on Ra.
This is you in your deathbed. Like, any last requests? Someone get Wikipedia. Bring up Ra.
You know how it's like, you see those articles where it's like, oh, I used to work in an old folks home, and right before they die, they would never say they wish they worked harder. They would never say they wish they achieved more with their life. They always said to me, I wish I knew more about Ra.
Oh god, I see him now. See the dog headed god.
It's all right.
Can you imagine the horror if you worked in one of those old people's homes as every single old person dies? They start screaming.
The fear though of like living your whole life as a devout like Christian or Muslim or Buddhist, and then right when you die you see Ra and you're like, oh, I was so wrong, and then it's
couldn't
like,
have
gone.
Been more wrong, and there was no choice
was
to know.
Exactly. Oh god, I'm gonna read so much about Ra when this is over.
Just hedge our bets. Yeah, legit. Like, we should do...
the Ra cast. One of our episodes has to be the Ra.
We need to do, like, Homeboy in the Mummy that keeps all of the world religions, like, symbols on their necklace.
Oh, that's cool.
So whenever the mummy, like, comes to kill him, he's like, just, like, holds up all of them. He's like, which religion are you? Because I'm covered.
Oh, that's a really sweet idea.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of stories where it's, like, the blood of a lamb... or like a cross on your doorstep will wear off whatever spirit it is. Just do it all the time. Just put the cross up all the time. Don't do it on the night of the unbaptized days or anything like that. Just put the cross up the whole time.
I think that's called Pascal's Wager. I think the idea is like in this great debate in the 21st century of is God real? Is God not? This philosopher Pascal was just like, just believe in him because what if you're wrong?
Yeah. And then what if you're right? It's fine.
Doesn't matter. Probably have a sweet life.
That's a good point. But then also, like, look at it in a different context. Vampires, for example.
Yes.
It's like, oh, don't wait for them to attack. Always carry around a cross and a spike and a, like, pack of garlic.
And actually,
like, you don't want to be a maniac.
Leather trench coat while you're at it. And actually...
I legally changed my name to Blade. Blade Ra.
Just to repeat, just in case...
In case it's not a vampire and it's actually Ra.
I figure those are the two most likely options. God is either Dracula or Ra.
Oh, God.
And getting back to how to prevent a body from becoming a vampire, in China, India, and parts of South America, this kind of gets back to the goblin caste, actually. They would leave a little pile of rice or grain at the feet of a dead person.
Okay.
Because they believed if they did become a vampire, they would have to stop and count every grain of rice, and I guess would get a bit confused and would never make it out of the coffin.
That is a bit more like the goblin with the colanders not being able to count the holes.
Yeah. And in Europe, they simply slit the tendons of dead people's knees so that they couldn't walk if they did rise from the dead.
Oh, that's horrible. That's so bad.
Well, Grandma, we will miss you. Anyway, Joe, get the hatchet.
Get her knees.
Oh, Jesus, she's still bleeding. She's still alive. So you put all these simply ingenious defense mechanisms in place to minimize vampires, but how do you know whether it's worked or not? Well, first of all, you walk around the graveyard and make sure that no one's crawled out of their grave. You can usually tell because there'll be a hole
right
in the soil.
That's what I found weird is that, you know, in some of the cases you mentioned before, all the times when you would see the body or this person who was dead now up and walking, every time they wanted to find them, they would just go to their grave.
Yeah.
As if they would always just go back to their grave.
Yeah, I think the idea is that they do all their stalking at night, and then weirdly they go back to their grave during the day because they can't be in the sunlight.
And what though? Like rebury themselves?
Go dive, I guess.
Like a hamster underground?
Although, wasn't it in like the OG Dracula movies, they would sleep in a coffin, but it wasn't under the ground.
It's just like a comfort thing. Like, yeah. I'm dead, so I sleep in a coffin.
Yeah, it was just kind of a badass thing to do. It showed you were a bad boy, if you will.
Well, because then it would be like if Dracula was out like wrecking people. It's like, oh God, like how are we going to stop him? I know where he sleeps. What? Yeah, he sleeps in his grave. Well, how are we going to find it? Dracula says on a tombstone, on the headstone.
Let's just put a big rock
just
on
Dracula. Yeah. Yeah. Just block it off. Just burn it.
Maybe that's what they were doing with Jesus.
What?
The rock in front of the tomb. That's what I'm saying, dude.
Oh, like he did rise from the dead.
He did rise. He's a freaking vampire, dude. That's what I'm saying.
Is Jesus a vampire? These are the kind of... Is Santa a goblin?
Everyone stop listening.
Is Ra the real one true God? These are the questions that we answer on this Paranormal Life.
You know, most people are too smart to ask those questions.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If there's a hole in the grave, that means someone's escaped.
Okay.
And you got a problem in your hands. Well, in parts of Europe, they figured out that one way to draw out vampires was to send a virgin boy on a virgin horse into a graveyard and see what happens. I guess those two things are like the most delicious thing to a vampire. It's the gourmet shit. That's like waving donuts in front of a cop, or like waving a stone-baked pizza in front of an Italian guy.
No.
Or indeed, an energy drink in front of a Rory.
A me. No, I'm pretty into blood recently.
Actually, virgin
I'm
horses.
I'm into virgin boys, yeah. I thought it would have been a virgin girl, because that's like the vampire thing, is that they like...
That they're a bit creepy.
And they like seduce women.
Yeah.
You know? They're like...
Yeah.
Like Twilight.
Yeah, there always is like an overtly sexual thing, isn't it? It's like the virgin woman in the nightgown.
Yeah.
And the vampire goes in and goes like...
Window and it's like... But he's got like a nice, like fancy Victorian clothes on.
Yeah, kind of Armani suit type deal.
Why a virgin horse?
I don't know. I guess because you got to send the boy in on something, and you don't want like a slutty horse.
That's true. Nay.
The vampire's like, oh, turning my stomach, dude.
It's like, all right, send.
Nay.
It's like, all right, send the boy in. makes it 2 feet. The horse is humping a tree. He didn't even make it in the graveyard.
Dracula comes out. I want to suck you. The horse is like, I'll suck your d- I swear to God.
I guess, why not? Well, I mean, what would happen then? What's the, you said like, to see, just to see what would happen.
They like send it in, and if the vampire starts rearing his head, then the hicks with, you know, forks and knives.
Got it.
Come out.
I mean, we're both virgins, so it'd be like a fun experiment to like just go to a graveyard and see what happens.
I'm actually a horse. Eighth horse.
Yeah, but you're super slutty though. Shit, you're not a virgin
didn't
horse.
Think of that, dude.
Yeah.
So we know where they sleep, we know how to prevent them, but let's say they do get out of the ground. How are you taking one out? What if you don't have the Wesley Snipes level kung fu abilities and crazy guns with wooden bullets? Well, people in olden times didn't have that either. They just relied on, you know, elbow grease, I guess.
Yeah.
They relied on good old-fashioned wooden sticks. You see that in the movies, but that is literally what people did. This is seen all across Eastern Europe. In Russia and the Baltic states, they used ash for their wooden sticks. In Serbia, they use hawthorn that we saw before. Aspen was also popular because supposedly Jesus' cross was made of aspen.
Cool.
In olden times, sometimes you
what
would see...
What was Ra's cross made of?
Steel. Adamantium.
Biceps. Adamantium.
Protein or some shit.
Do you think wooden stakes became like the number one tool for killing vampires because of the practical effects of it? Or do you think it's because vampires have been around for so long that was the default weapon, was a sharpened piece of wood?
Yeah,
it does seem worked on day one. Yeah, so people assume
because a wooden stake would kill really anything.
Yeah,
I would argue
man or vampire.
Yeah,
which presumably I'm going to go ahead and assume during the quote unquote enlightened days, there were many men killed with wooden stakes.
We've really come a long way, I would say. Yeah, it definitely seems very convenient. It wasn't like some Game of Thrones shit where they had to mine dragon glass and kill them with that.
Yeah,
it was just wood.
Because if you said right now there's a vampire coming at you, would you take a loaded handgun or a wooden stake?
I know this sounds dumb. I'd take a loaded handgun and blow my f***ing brains out. How about that?
Pray to Ra and blast my brains out.
Even if there's no vampire, I'm taking that gun and blow my brains out.
I would take the wooden stake because the gun, I'm going to go ahead and assume, probably would kill the vampire.
Yeah.
But I know this stake has an 100% kill rate, so why would it not be continued to be used as the default weapon? You know, it's safe. It's the safe option.
Yeah, that's true.
So whether you can kill them in different ways or not, the wooden stake still has been proven as a way to kill them. So
yeah, it's the traditional method.
Exactly.
You know, grandma knows best. Grandma's secret recipe.
Yeah, grandma's little steaks. Grandma makes the best steaks.
Between countries, there were also differing opinions on where you should stab. Whilst the heart was most common,
of course,
the mouth was also popular in Russia and northern Germany. Today we think of vampires is quite thin and pale, but back in the day they were actually fat and bloated.
Oh.
Probably because they were better at their job, they're getting away with it more often or something, so they're full of blood. So the idea was that you would stab a fat vampire and kind of deflate them.
Right.
Which actually kind of makes more sense, because the modern thing is just like you stab them, like what happens? They're just like, oh no, wood, my weakness. But back then the idea was like, these right. things are like ready to pop, let's just
pff, yeah.
right in the chest.
I guess so.
Diplomatic answer.
Yeah.
People as recently as the 1800s were taking this really seriously. In parts of Eastern Europe, it was still common to drive steel into the bodies and skulls of dead people just to be sure they wouldn't become vampires.
That's ludicrous.
When performing a funeral, they would sometimes put the body in a coffin and then shoot the coffin just to be sure. And I hear what you guys are thinking. Vampires are like old school myths. No one really takes that stuff seriously anymore. Those stories are probably just folks with rabies or hep C or some shit. That stuff doesn't happen today. Well, that's where you're wrong. In 2002, the BBC reported that villagers in Malawi were leaving their farms in droves, terrified of being the victim of a vampire attack. Over several weeks, many women and children claimed to have been attacked and blood drawn from their bodies. Villagers began stoning and beating strangers that they didn't recognize for fear of them being vampires. At least one man had been killed by a vigilante group as they believed him to be working with vampires. The people believed that their president was using vampires to harvest people's blood to give to aid agencies. President Bakili Muzuli said that no government can go around sucking the blood of its own people. That would be thuggery.
among many things, it would be thuggery. Like,
but I'm saying that's exactly what a vampire would say.
Yeah, like an old-schooly language.
But yeah, let me just recap. That's BBC News 2002. The president of Malawi is having to explain that he's not a vampire.
Yeah.
And here in London, it's not that long ago, 1970, it was in the press. Rumors spread that in Highgate Cemetery in North London, there was a vampire stalk in the biz.
We're dangerously close to that. I'm not obviously going to disclose our exact location because the man is
Highgate
obviously...
Cemetery itself.
Beep that, beep that. It's like clearly noisecape of a cemetery.
This attracted amateur vampire hunters from all over London. One man, Sean Manchester, wrote about this incident claiming to have killed a nest of vampires.
A nest? Like they're floating around like bees?
Does this all mean that vampires are walking around amongst us and we're in immediate danger of having our chi drained throughout our eye sockets by goths? Absolutely it does. And I'm not just talking about murderers, although they do exist. Peter Curtin and Richard Trenton Chase were both serial killers who were known to drink their victims' blood. And in the 1500s, Countess Elizabeth Bathory killed hundreds of girls and supposedly bathed in the blood of virgins. And if that's not a vampire, I have no idea what is. As an interesting side note, she and her family were actually, they ruled over Transylvania.
No.
Which is kind of an interesting coinkidink.
Wow.
Yeah.
But they didn't drink the blood, they just bathed in it.
Well, we don't really know what she did. We just know that she killed up to 650 virgin girls.
Right.
And supposedly...
It's like me bathing in Coors Light. A whole tub of it. I actually like the sound of that.
It actually keeps me young.
I'm the redneck king. I bathe in Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Or there's no beer for anyone else. The people are starving.
What? They may drink my bath water.
And so it's easy to write those people off as insane. And we do. That's called Renfield syndrome, where you have a kind of insane clinical insanity desire to drink blood, even if it's your own.
Oh, okay. This is an actual medical diagnostic.
Yes. But what about functioning vampires that don't kill people? Turns out they exist too. And now they've got the internet. There
Shit.
Are millennial vampires. So for the love of science investigation, I dove into the world of vampires in 2017. The dark web of vampire shit, if you will.
Oh, hell yes. Let's get weird with it.
So apparently, this is what I've come across, guys. Today,
are you like on forums underground?
Absolutely.
It's like vampy
vampireforums.com. I mean, there's several vampire forums.
Holy
there,
shit, you can this Google is amazing. These.
Yeah. They inform me that there are two types of vampire today. There's psi vampires and sanguinarians. Psi vampires just feed off psychic energy.
Okay.
So they just
bitches,
like.
Bitches, is yeah. what you're saying. They're pussies.
You didn't know about them until 10 seconds ago. But sanguinarian vampires, or sangs for short, literally do drink blood. To become a vampire today, you go through an awakening, a mental and physical experience that makes you realize you're a vampire. For example, one woman on a certain vampire forum I was perusing, she found herself eating raw bloody hamburgers late one night from her refrigerator.
Jesus.
And realized that she craved blood.
But wasn't bitten? She just wanted blood.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she just...
Sounds like she might have that mental disorder rather than being having an awakening.
Vampires that are public about their habits are said to be out of the coffin. But very few do this and remain in the coffin for obvious reasons. These vampires will meet online and then meet offline, sometimes running blood bars where they have donors donate blood for a group to feed on. So it's like just like a chill like after work activity. Let's head to the blood bar. Like,
hey.
Take a shot.
I was like, can I have one Bloody Mary? They just make you the one with the tomato juice. Shit. I meant blood. I just want blood. I was trying to be clever.
Everyone else is drinking your blood from your I read one piece by a journalist for Discover magazine, and he investigated a vampire community in New Orleans of about 35 people. So that's not a small amount of people.
That's too many people. That's an absurd amount of people.
He said that they're all pretty normal guys and girls.
No, they're not.
They hold meetups and even do charity events like Feed the Homeless.
Blood?
And they also drink blood regularly.
Oh, man. You can talk about... Well, you mentioned like a couple... You're saying like, oh, it's as recent as 2002. You're not mentioning one of the most recent cases...
Please.
...of someone being... literally having to go on television and declare, I'm not a vampire. Which was a little actor that you may have heard of called Nicolas Cage. Because we talked about this before. You texted me and you were like, oh, I'm doing vampires. Uh-huh. And I was mentioned the Nicolas Cage case, as we'll call it.
Very true.
Have you heard about it before? Do you know anything about it?
I know roughly about this, yes.
Okay, so basically...
I believe this was actually a user submission as well from a Jughead Jones. He emailed in the other day about this.
Yeah, so there's basically this picture... it popped up it was an eBay listing, and it was this old picture. I think it was around the Confederate times, mm-hmm. in America, of this character who I swear to God is the spitting image of Nicolas Cage.
It's true.
I would tell you to Google Nicolas Cage vampire just to see the image, and you can see the striking resemblance. I'm going to show it to Kit now to just refresh his memory. Jesus Christ, he is a vampire.
I mean, my God.
It's Nicolas Cage.
It's just Nicolas Cage with a mustache. In both of these photos, he's wearing a bow tie. He's like, looks the exact
same. It's the exact same.
That's incredible, isn't it?
So rumors were spread. Rumors were spread. You know, people were talking about it online nonstop. He was in a movie called, I think, A Vampire's Kiss, which obviously didn't help at all. And then it got to the point where he literally had to go on a talk show and like clear
the air.
He had to not only say that he was a vampire, but he listed a bunch of reasons as to why he couldn't be a vampire, which is a very vampire thing to do, if I do say so myself.
He was wearing like the big cape and everything, like really pale complexion that day.
Yeah, he's wearing like fake vampire teeth, but only to hide his real vampire teeth. So it's like, look, they're fake.
Yeah, he's got like giant teeth.
I mean, it's insane. Even to this date, we're seeing men having to defend the fact that they are not vampires.
It's true. And that's kind of a rabbit hole as well of celebrity vampires. I know Keanu Reeves is in that camp exactly. as well. Yeah.
And it's this whole thing where it's like, oh, yeah, well, of course you think they're vampires because they're famous people and everyone knows what they look like. So if you see anyone that looks like them, you're going to say, oh, that's the same person. But also you could argue, you know, a creature as charismatic and as, you know, sneaky as a vampire. They've been alive that long. Yeah, maybe I was a politician for a while. Yeah, maybe I fought in the Civil War. Now I want to be an actor. These guys are around for hundreds of years. They can do whatever they want.
So true.
They have vampire eyes. They drink blood.
Civilizations rise and fall, you know.
Yeah.
They know how to, they know how to work the stock market. They're probably goddamn millionaires.
That's the first thing you went to. They've seen nations rise and fall.
They're wolves of Wall Street, I think.
Yeah, they've seen countries build massive structures and they've seen civilizations crumble before them. They know the stock market.
They've got
they know
hundreds
penny stocks.
Of thousands of dollars in Bitcoin, at least. Okay. So I was trawling some of these vampire forums to see what I could come across. I'll just show you a quick screen cap sort of thing of this is what a vampire forum looks like.
I mean, people, it's exactly what you think it would look like. It says vampire forums on the top in black on a bloody redded scroll.
Accurate, accurate.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. It looks pretty dope. I might sign up.
Look kind of badass, actually. There's a few threads here. Can a vampire feed on a victim that is near death by Jonathan?
That's not a very vampire name. So wait, so these are people who are asking questions about vampires, not necessarily vampires themselves?
The kind of people that are posting on here, if they have enough interest, are vampires.
Right.
Or like initiates.
Okay.
Now they may be psi vampires. They might not be sanguinarians that need blood, but you know, they're asking some questions from the older folks in the community. Amidst these posts, we have a thread on vampireforums.com from Soldier Boy Lover 69, titled, Can I Drink My Own Blood?
I mean, these are the questions that a vampire has to deal with on a daily basis. Is there... So I'd be quite interested in... Like, a lot of these people seem like they are interested in becoming vampires.
Yes.
Or possibly trying to find out if they are vampires.
Yeah.
And how they have to deal with that.
Yeah.
Is there, on the internet, a quiz that I could take to test... to find out if I am a vampire now?
That's fair.
So I... Because I eat a lot of meat... I'm not proud of that because I'm trying to cut back, but I eat a lot of meat and I really like it very rare, very pink. And I wonder sometimes
I
could
juicy.
Just skip the bun and the cooker.
And the animal and actually go straight to human.
Straight to the vein. There's got to be like a...
I will find one. On the topic of food, there was one vampire on one of these forums who was detailing his thoughts on human blood and food pairings.
Right.
He said, for a good table wine, I recommend the O plus blood type.
Wait, no!
But personally, what? I prefer a cab...
They're vampires!
But personally, I prefer the Cabernet A negative or a nice Pinot Noir AB positive. I find vegetarians and vegans to be too coppery for my taste, along with those of higher levels of cadmium, so I generally avoid smokers. I'm also fond of a... Shit.
You're not going to say this, are you?
I'm also fond of a nicely formed large ass.
Not even to drink. He just loves girls with a big booty. Not really blood related, but I'm kind of into cricket lately. So off topic.
There's no friends.
I like O negative blood. Little virgin boys are great. And long walks on the beach.
Okay, I've got a quiz here. I can't promise its effectiveness.
I can't vouch for the authenticity of it, but...
Okay, Rory. What's your favorite time of day? Morning, night, or afternoon?
Night. It's not bright.
So you like the sun?
Yeah. I know what I should say here, but I want to be honest and I want to find out the truth. I do like the sun.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Yeah. Most people do. Question 3. Do you have long and hollow fangs?
No, I have quite a protruding.
Wow,
what
I mean, Jesus, 2 inches. How did I never notice that before? Yeah, I've known you forever. That's insane.
Yeah, I mean, it helps me when I'm feasting on things like this.
Whoa!
Yeah,
his name. That is a live hog.
Yeah, yeah.
Holy shit! Where'd you get him?
I call him Pumbaa.
Christ,
he keeps me going till the night. My favorite time of day.
Gee, how many of those do you go through a week?
7 Pumbas.
7, but they're all called Pumbaa.
Yeah, yeah. Pumbaa 1, Pumbaa 2. I tried to name one Timon, but the little shit got away. So I'm sticking with Pumbaa now.
It's quite a fat name, I would say.
Yeah, yeah. They keep me.
I mean, Pumbaa is spooked. I think Pumbaa knows what's coming.
No, there's a whole room of Pumbas in here, actually.
Shit.
Pig squeals.
Oh my god, yeah. That's your bathroom, man.
There's ever a dry week, I'll have a couple of Pumbas to just keep me going. I'm gonna level with you, dude. Humans are hard as shit to catch. But Pumbas, they're in there. I got them locked down. They're easy to go for. I tried to catch a guy last night. It was not easy. Because, you know, all you want to do is suck the blood. All you want to do is suck the blood, and you're going after them. You're stalking them in the night. You make a little reach for them, and they think you're trying to steal their stuff. You're trying to steal their hard-earned money. I don't want to do that. I don't want that on my conscience. Ra would frown upon that. I'm just trying to drink a little blood. Drink a little blood like any blood brother out there.
I don't think that's what blood brother
means. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bloods. Crips and the Bloods. That's all we do. We're out there trying to drink a little bit of blood. These guys pepper spraying me. And I kind of come back here crying, chow on a Pumbaa. It's a sad
Pumbaa's
life.
Crying too.
You're crying now. Well, yeah, because I'm thinking about it. I don't want to be a vampire anymore. It's hard as shit.
I take it back. Take it back, Vlad. I'll say kinda for that one. Do you have black rings around your pupils?
I don't know, do I?
I mean, you have...
Come a little closer, child, and examine them.
Are the chains necessary, what? I would say.
What a plump ass you have, my child.
A virgin, didn't you say? And your horse outside, virgin also? My bike?
I'm just deflating your tires. Sweet air blood.
Your face covered in bike oil.
I don't know, but I constantly have bags under my eyes.
That's true. I think that counts.
Okay.
I'm gonna make this a little less on the nose. Are you scared of the sight of blood?
No, I don't think so. I bleed a lot. I have a sensitive nose. Uh-huh. I'm prone to, like an anime nerd, I'm like prone to nosebleeds. Like I get nosebleeds like quite a lot.
Just the drop of a hat, really.
Yeah. So it's like nothing to me now. It just starts and I'm like, all right, here we go.
Just let it drip into your mouth, actually.
Basically.
This thing will clean itself. Yeah. Next question. Do you have lots of friends?
Yeah, I think I've got a lot of friends.
Debatable.
I mean, we're pals.
Moving
right?
on.
Okay, sorry.
It's asking for your birthday, so I'm going to plug that in. Your birthday's, it's between January and November.
Yes.
So help me out, though, like a little closer.
You
so, somewhere around.
This.
Maybe Halloween.
You really should know this. I've known you since we were kids.
New Year's. Close to Easter.
Yeah, I was the best man at your
summer
wedding.
Summer holiday.
We're blood brothers. You should know this. It's 19th of July, 1694.
Oh my god.
Hooray, Grando.
Himself. I don't have much confidence in the veracity of this testing because they just misspelled April.
That's on purpose, though. If you missed that, you're not a vampire.
You're legit. You have that 1652 like education system.
Yeah.
It says, it's not even a question. Bats make you think of, and then multiple choice, A, vampire, B, bird of night. C,
bird of night.
C, hello brother. D, is that a vampire bat? E, nature.
I mean, so many of them are the same thing. Does it make you think of vampire or hey brother? This is f***ing amazing.
This is radio gold.
I guess bird of the night.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, yeah, that's kind of what they are.
Okay, more nonsense multiple choice. If you see a vampire attacking someone, you are... A, you're the attacker. B, running away so you don't cause more trouble. C, help them. Or D, attack someone else.
I mean, so many of these, there doesn't need to be this many options because so many of them are the same thing.
It's obvious that this test site only lets you have a set amount of options. Yeah. They had to fill the gaps.
Oh my god. I guess I would run before there's more harm. But that
good
says
man.
That implies before I cause more harm, like I was involved in the causing of this harm already, which just means there's three vampire answers.
I mean, this is written by a vampire. So hard. I assume this question is supposed to be vampire's coolest power? Question mark. But he spelt coolest callest with two L's. A,
dying.
Speed and movement. B, flying. C, hypnotizing, but spelled incorrectly. And D, I don't know.
But what is that? What does this aim to prove? Because three, like, you're just asking me what I think is a vampire's coolest power. Even if I'm not a vampire, I can still say which one is
he
the coolest.
He just wants compliments.
What do you think is my coolest power? What would you rate this quiz? A, bird of the night. B,
hello, brother.
We need to hunt down the greatest quiz.
We need to find out who made this and let them know we took his quiz.
Jesus.
Hypnotizing is pretty sweet.
It's pretty dope. Can you make people do what you want?
Yeah, I think so. I think anyone can with the right attitude and fangs.
And boombas.
Boombas.
Can you hear things from a distance or see into the future or even run really fast?
I can run pretty fast.
That's true. You did just do a...
Did a 10K. Yeah.
You got blood-sucking vampire. You're a blood-sucking vampire, and you can't resist getting blood from humans. Good luck in your future never-ending journey, well, unless you get stabbed with a stick.
Ooh.
And all the yous there and yours were yours.
Yeah, I don't know if I could trust this guy. I might want a second opinion on that one. But it's good to know. It's good to know where one person, one obviously clearly professional, fellow professional paranormal
Absolutely.
Investigator.
I think he was in our class at college. So hopefully you guys at home were like listening along to that quiz and maybe, you know, answering some of the questions for yourself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, hopefully you've realized a lot of things.
Yeah, I mean, it's time to take a long, hard look in the mirror. And if you can't see your own reflection, you've got a problem, buddy. You've got a problem day one.
So, you know, we've looked at, my God, it's been a long history. It's been, you know, lots of anecdotes, lots of myths and rituals, as well as some modern cases. What do you think of the whole vampire sitch?
Well, it's tough, okay? Because you got two types of creatures you're dealing with here.
Uh-huh.
On one side, the name vampire is applied to these creatures, the mythological ones that we talked about.
Yes.
Chinese flying head monsters, ones that can turn themselves into bats, flying about, rising from the dead, sleeping in graves, then coming out and drinking blood. That, in a way, is a subsection of vampires. And then you talk about the more recent ones, the ones that they met up with, where they have blood bank, blood bars, blood clubs, and it's normal people claiming to be vampires that meet up and still drink human blood.
Yeah.
That is real. That happens. That's a real thing. So it's a difficult situation because, I mean, what is and what isn't a vampire?
Yeah.
There are people out there drinking human blood and calling themselves vampires. And I mean, that's what a vampire is.
Yeah.
You know, just a human that drinks human blood, in a sense.
And I guess to like come back to the title of this podcast, I guess the question that you're posing is, we know what a vampire kind of is roughly, but is it paranormal?
Yes.
So those guys hanging out at the blood bar, I don't know if that's paranormal.
I don't think that's paranormal.
It's a pretty low bar to entry that you just drink blood.
Yeah. I mean, that's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would go with paranormal.
Yeah.
It's nothing that can't be achieved by humans.
Yes.
Just drinking a liquid.
I did see, because I saw one interview and they were talking to one of these American vampires in New Orleans. And he was going, you know, kind of just like blasé. He was just like, look, I don't fly. I don't sleep in a coffin. I don't turn into a bat. I don't, like, I still have a reflection.
Yeah.
I just drink blood, all right? And it was like, okay, well, maybe don't call yourself a vampire then, because there's a lot of baggage.
I guess.
You know what I mean?
But maybe, like, it's a sense of pride. It's like, no, I want to call myself a vampire because, one, it's cool as hell. It, you know, gets fellow vampires excited if they want to come meet me. And in essence, if you, you know, ask anyone on the street, you're like, what does a vampire do? And they'd be like, well, a vampire drinks human blood. That's always the one thing. Maybe they'll mention a couple of these other things.
Yeah.
But that's its thing, you know? It drinks human blood.
And plus, a lot of those specific things, like the no reflection, the turning into a bat, even the appearance and the, like, tall and gaunt and, like, thin. And the cloak, I mean, most of that is Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Exactly. It's popular culture feeding into this mythology and building up ideas
but
around
the core,
what they should be. Exactly.
But the core is basically someone who drinks blood.
Drinks blood. And does that exist in the real world? It does, people.
It's pretty true. Have we come down?
I think we're coming down to that it isn't paranormal, what we're talking about, but...
But does the vampire exist?
I'm saying yes. There are humans out there drinking other humans' blood, calling themselves vampires.
I'll be damned if I'm not doing it right now.
Oh, you got one of the Pumbas.
Hell yeah, dude.
They're good, aren't they?
Yeah. I've got a Pumba strapped to my head with two straws coming down either side. Well,
wow,
guys.
I did not think we were going to say vampires were real. That is not how I wanted to go into this podcast or go out of this podcast.
Or go out of this life. Well, guys, if any of you have your own experiences or inputs on vampires, or if you have any input on our respect as paranormal investigators, and have we just tarnished and thrown away all that we've worked for at Paranormal College, do write in and let us know at thisparanormallifepodcast@gmail.com. As always, keeping an eye on the emails and looking forward to getting through some of those paranormal stories.
Yeah. Thanks so much, guys, for writing in. We've got a lot of great suggestions so far. We're trying to get to all of them. We got some big episodes in the works.
Oh, yeah.
Big ones. And I'm looking forward to dropping those. But I don't know if it's like, should we wait until like a big round, like a 50 round number, or like episode 30 or something, to make like a bigger deal of it? Because we've even joked about some of them being
two-parters.
Mm.
Like, there's some big ones we want to get to, like Roswell.
Yeah.
Roswell is like, oh my God. Dude. That's going to be a beefy old investigation.
That was my dissertation, dude. So I'm actually an expert.
But... Well, it's going to be a tough one, but we're looking forward to getting around to those.
Yeah, and I think if you guys have any suggestions for different formats, whether it is multi-part things, whether it's other types of content, do let us know, because occasionally we get really good submissions and ideas. And it's kind of, we're so close to the podcast that we sometimes can't think outside of just getting our episode out every week.
Totally. Yeah, and if you do have any good suggestions, we mentioned the email, but also you should totally hit us up on Twitter. We're at This Para Life. We're on there all the time, tweeting funny stuff, doing polls related to the podcast. You can jump in discussions there. And we're on Facebook as well. I think that's just This Paranormal Life Facebook page.
I think so.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, you guys should definitely check it out. I meant to mention to you, kid.
Yeah.
I found out this weekend, did you know that there's like a doll museum, an ancient doll museum in London?
No.
Where you can go and check out like creepy ass old ancient dolls.
We dropped the ball on that one.
I was like, we should totally do that.
We should do a follow up.
And like film some stuff and either drop it in one of the podcast segments or like post it on the Facebook and Twitter.
That would be tight.
I know. So another good incentive to go follow Facebook and Twitter, because we'll post in like sweet behind the scenes stuff, going to these creepy ass places, go to a graveyard with a virgin horse and Kit the virgin boy.
Oh shit.
And just see what happens. Let's get weird with it, folks. Praise Raw.
Hey.
That's how we end the podcast, just ends with us going, praise Raw.
And with 15 minutes of chanting praise Ra,
and then just silence until the audio equipment goes dead, but no one ever posts the episode. It doesn't even go live.
Hashtag praise Ra. Hashtag investigate.
I can't believe I'm a vampire, man.
Dude,
I don't know. What are we gonna do now?
I mean, what are you now, an Atlantean vampire?
Yeah. Shit.
Is there exactly water? Put it on the CV, can I?
All right, we'll see you guys next week for a brand new paranormal tale.
Ciao.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.